I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. At midnight local time, Pakistan released Asia Bibi. FMI's Bruce Allen says due to security concerns, everything is fluid.
She has been transferred from a prison to another site to be able to be ready to fly out of the country.
Extremists have been rioting over the Supreme Court's decision to acquit Asia Bibi on blasphemy charges, prompting a delay in her release. And now,
we are preparing that there will be violent protests across Pakistan with Christians as the targets. The government is really trying to rein in this TLP party that had spearheaded the previous protests.
Be praying
for the Christians of Pakistan, for their protection, for their wisdom, their courage, and as always, their ability to forgive.
And did you know that for the first 400 years following Christ, North Africa was the powerhouse of Christianity? Knowing our spiritual legacy is why International Media Ministries launched a project that's been 3 years in the making, explains Denise Godwin.
The Heritage Project is an 8-part docudrama telling 8 stories of specific people who lived in North Africa from the 1st century after Christ until the 5th century.
And the primary audience?
People living in North Africa who think maybe their culture has always been Islamic and that there is no other choice, that that's what they are and who they are. We want them to know they had a history before that.
If all goes as planned, seasons 1 and 2 should be ready for rollout by next year. As you might expect, this has put IMM squarely in spiritual warfare. So please, be praying. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes a day. So get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.